The Obama administration's new proposed budget includes funding for Charlotte's streetcar project. City officials have banked on receiving that money to build the streetcar, but it's still no sure thing. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
The president's budget includes $75 million to extend the streetcar from Johnson C. Smith University to Elizabeth, half the projected cost, and the exact amount city officials say they need from the federal government. But this is the president's proposal. It still needs to go through a Republican Congress. Mark Harkins at Georgetown University's Government Affairs Institute says it's a positive step.
When you have a $4 trillion budget, Congress can't look at every single individual element and grade it. There's just not enough staff. So my thinking of this is about 85% of what's in the president's budget is going to become law.
But the budget also calls for adding $3 billion to pay for the streetcar and transportation projects across the country. George Washington University public policy professor Stuart Kasdan says that could be a problem.
Not simply whether they like the particular project or not. They have to also be willing to accept all that new money.
Both budget experts agree the support or opposition of North Carolina's Republican senators could make or break its chances. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.